Penguin Audio presents Omens by Kelly Armstrong. Read by Corinne Montbertrand and Mojan Marnot.
Prologue. Eden crawled into the living room, the rough carpet burning her chubby knees and hands. As boots slapped the hall floor, she went still, holding her breath. Had he heard her? The footsteps stopped. She leaned back around the doorway and peeked down the dark hall. There was no sign of him. Not yet. But he'd come for her. He always did. She crept a little farther, resisting the urge to leap to her feet and run. He'd hear her if she ran. Once she was past the big chair, she stopped and looked around. The long table in front of the sofa had a cupboard. She opened the door, wincing at the click. The space was big enough to squeeze into, but it was full of books and magazines. She glanced back at the big chair. It was too far from the wall. If she hid behind it, he'd see her as soon as he came around the corner. But the sofa? Yes. She flattened onto her stomach. Then she wriggled backward until her legs were all the way under and... Her bum hit the frame and stopped her. She tried again, squirming madly, but she couldn't get under. Maybe if she went in head first. She tugged herself forward and... She was stuck. She wiggled as hard as she could, the carpet burning her knees, but she couldn't get loose, and she was sure any moment now he'd... She popped out. She took a second to catch her breath. Then she turned around to go in head first and... Her head wouldn't fit under either. What about behind the sofa? If she could move it out a little, she could get in there. She grabbed the leg with both hands and pulled. It wobbled, but didn't move. The footsteps started again, slow and steady. Coming her way? She swallowed and tried to listen, but her heart was pounding so hard she could barely hear. She skittered from between the table and sofa and glanced at the hall leading to the bedrooms. Lots of hiding places back there. Better hiding places. If she could... Eden? She dove for the sofa and pushed it forward just enough so she could squish in behind. She tried to look back to make sure her feet were hidden, but she couldn't tell. She wiggled in a little farther, and then she pressed her hands to her mouth. If she made any noise, any at all, he'd find her. She lay on the carpet, trying not to sniff the old cat pee as she made herself as small as possible. Footsteps thudded into the room and stopped. When Eden squeezed her eyes shut, she could hear the slight rasp of his breathing. She pictured him there, brushing his shaggy blonde hair from his eyes as he scanned the empty room. Eden? He called. His boots swished on the carpet as he took a few more steps. He sucked in a breath. She's gone. Oh my God, Pammy, our baby's gone. Eden pressed her fist into her mouth to stifle a laugh. Mommy's soft sigh wafted from the kitchen as she told Daddy, again, not to use language like that in front of their daughter. But she's disappeared, he said. Call the police! Call the fire department! Call the clown brigade! Speaking of clowns, her mother teased. Eden's body shook with silent giggles. Our baby is gone. All that's left is this shoe. He dropped to his knees by the sofa. Wait, there's a foot in it. Eden twisted around, pulling her leg in. Oh no, now she's completely disap... Eden backed out of her hiding place and launched herself into Daddy's arms. He scooped her up and twirled her around. She closed her eyes as the air whipped past, smelling of Daddy's spicy aftershave. Much better than the cat pee from the old owners, but when she was spinning, the smell made her tummy spin too. She didn't tell him to stop, though. She'd never tell him to stop. Daddy tossed her onto the sofa. The bright red pillows scattered as she landed. He picked up one and tucked it under her. Then he bent on one knee. I'm sorry, sweetheart, but I have to leave. I've got a big day ahead of me, helping a special girl celebrate her half-birthday.
Me!
Eden bounced on the cushions, singing, Me, me, me! Really? Are you sure? More shouting, more bouncing. Today she turned 2.5. Last night she'd barely slept, just curled up under the covers and stared at the mural Mommy had painted on the ceiling, a carousel of horses and swans and lions. Usually if she couldn't sleep...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?